Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, the show of political incorrectness and Christian belief, where we try to get at the truth. And let me give you an idea of my approach in this show. I handle it in a literary manner. I handle it in a theological, a biblical manner. I handle it in a political and current events mode. Let me give you a little balance of how this show works. This is a politically incorrect show, meaning we try to get honest truth and facts. We try to get at the heart of things. We try not to adopt media lies, media falsehoods, things like that. And we try to hew to the facts and truth and get at the facts and truth by honest critical thinking and by the use of reading great books, which can lead us to honest critical thinking and thought. Second, I'm a Christian, and I believe in the creeds of the Church, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. And I am also adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. If I read a book, I'll read John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. I'll read T.S. Eliot. These are great Christian authors. I'll read St. Augustine. I'll read St. Paul's epistles. These are the greatest religious thought classics that exist. To not read St. Paul is to not be informed fully, in some sense, of what's true and what's false. Next, I have a great interest in St. Augustine and in John Milton. He's one of the greats, as is many other people I mentioned. Milton is great because he defined as the critical event in history the fall of man into sin, and he was willing to analyze it in his great, great poem, Paradise Lost, and followed by Paradise Regained, and followed by Samson Agonistes. And that book, Paradise Lost, analyzed a critical event in human history, cosmic history, the fall of man into wickedness and sin. It's obviously to be true, and not to believe that is not to look at the world and understand it, or to rather see it through rose-colored glasses, that everybody's nice, everybody good, when actually it is not at all good. It is all not at all nice. And there's a great deal wrong in the world, which Milton analyzed in Book 2 of Paradise Lost. Fall of man into sin, led by Satan, who was cast into hell for his pride and stubbornness and inability to adjust himself to being under God. Point I'd like to raise here is that I am a radio host of a podcast show and a Blog Talk radio show. Many people from Muslim countries, in fact, countries all over the world, visit these sites, including China, Iran, and Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. And many, many of my dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit these sites. I'm also a writer. I've written 10 books. These books are Christian books and legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, and Christian books such as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in the Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, analyzing the 41 parables in the Gospels. And I am very pleased to say these books have sold very well, most over the country and all over the world. And I've lately just finished a very extensive 390-page book on the Psalms, the Book of Psalms. The Psalms are the inspiration of God and Christ. They are fantastic. They are great literary treasures, and I will never stop reading them. And I recommend them to all young and old as to hear the voice of God in their Hebrew beauty. They are great Hebrew, great Jewish lyric poetry. They're fantastic. As John Donne said of the Psalms, in one of his sermons, they are the manna of the church. They're great. They're inspiring. And not to read them is not to be informed and not to fully know. Next, I'm planning other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible, two books of my blogs, which I hope will sell. These blogs are literary, religious, and political. And I've finished one of them, and I'm working on another. And I also am working on a book on the miracles in the Bible. And I'm also working on a book on the book of Job, which is a great, great work. Job was not Jewish. He was an Edomite. And the book has modeled on some sort of Greek tragedy. And it has Hellenistic influences in it. This is not to say that the Jewish literary treasure in the Hebrew Bible is not great, but the book of Job is very great and is worth reading, and I hope that what I write will be worth reading about. I've also written three articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, and two on Academicus, a Albanian scientific journal, and they have been bought by many, many European and foreign libraries all over the world and in North America, United States, and they have been bought by the State Department and by the United States Supreme Court. So I'm planning further books. I like to write. Let me say this once and for all, that a world without books is a world without knowledge, and a world without knowledge and books is plunged into ignorance and darkness, which is our present situation. If this situation continues where people don't read books, certainly don't read the right books. Next, I'm going to talk about something that's very close to me, and it's a matter of our economic system called capitalism. And I'd like to say something about the capitalist system. I wrote in two previous essays, I wrote an essay, Why Capitalism is a Failed Idea, Parts 1 and 2. And I examined what I see as a failed capitalist system. And the failing is on greed and wealth, the acquisition of wealth. I define the failure of capitalism in greed and the acquisition of wealth. I pointed out in Part 2 that we really don't live in a free market, but in a monopolistic or oligarchic system, where our market is run by huge global business entities. So you have to note that we don't have any more independent stationery stores, but Staples, no independent hardware stores, but Home Depot, and no independent drug stores, but chains such as Rite Aid and CVS. So we have no more independent stationery stores. We have Staples. We have no independent hardware stores, but Home Depot, a huge chains. And no independent drugstores, but Rite Aid and CVS. So this is a situation. We don't really live in a free market. And also I note that capitalism is a failed system because of its emphasis on greed and wealth. I'd like to now offer a third criticism of the capitalist system. Since the capitalist system is based on wealth acquisition, greed, and getting money, the result, I think, is that the society is transformed into pitting people against each other on the basis of one person's getting more and outdoing other people. The result is that the society acquires a degree of hostility and division where people seek to hurt each other in this sort of economic race. So, as I say, since the system is based on wealth acquisition and greed and money alone, and we don't really live in a free market anymore, the society is transformed into pitting people against each other on the basis of one person's getting more and outdoing other people. The result is our society becomes hostile and divided and is based on hurting other people in this economic race. I think, that's my personal opinion, that a better system is possible is a system with a degree of cooperation and mutual help. I don't know whether a socialist system is the answer, but I see that the system I now see operating is alienating, soulless, and cold, and lacks human feeling and connection. I'm not saying that a socialist system is the answer, But I think a degree is a system with a degree of cooperation and help, mutual help, is preferable. I see the present system has brought about an alienation and soullessness and coldness, a system lacking in human feeling and connection. I know Woolworth's people want it this way or like it, but I think the present capitalist model or other factors have brought this about. I think it's quite clear we live in an alienated, soulless, cold system. And I'm not sure that socialism is the answer, but I think that a system of mutual help and cooperation is better. Perhaps a better way to analyze this issue is that there should be other thought systems and values in merely earning money, which is the present economic system. Most people, I've heard people say, everything is money. And they talk a lot about money. And money is necessary for all of us. But its purpose is not to enrich ourselves and devote ourselves to ourselves, but use it as a tool on behalf of other people, perhaps less fortunate than others. So money is a tool to do some good for people, to help people. That is the real use and purpose of money. Not greed, not wealth acquisition, not selfish greed, but help. And perhaps, as I said, socialism in some sense, as a we need a cooperative helping system to some extent. Money is necessary. We need to earn money, but we need to have other values than earning money. I don't think money is a value system. It's an economic system. Its purpose is not for us to enrich ourselves, but I think it should be used as a tool to help others perhaps less fortunate than ourselves. So I have to say that at the present time, a kind of raw-edge system presently exists in the United States that has resulted in robots without feelings and without thought other than for ourselves. I think the present system has brought about a degree of hostility. It's obvious. Alienation, unhappiness. The capitalist system that presently exists in the United States makes us kind of robots without feeling, without thoughts. I think that the present system as it exists results in divisiveness and separation and even alienation. I think it's so, that people are divided. They're separated. They're alienated. The system with this emphasis on money has brought this about to a certain extent. Perhaps we need a degree of socialism where people are helping each other and serving each other and giving assistance to each other. We need that kind of system, a more cooperative system. And I think another point here is that people won't feel the need to go online to find simple friendship and human companionships. They feel to go onto a computer to find somebody to talk to. It should be within all of us to form relationships and friendships. That should be part and parcel of our lives. It should be within our grasp. It should not be impossible that a person has to go online to find a human being to relate to. It should be within all of us to form relationships and friendships that should be part and parcel of all our lives. And I think the capitalist system, in its harshness and coldness, makes human relationships also impossible, or at least hard and difficult. The present capitalist system as it exists, makes people without feelings other than about themselves and getting money. The present system as it exists results in divisiveness, separation, and even alienation. It's significant to me that people need to feel the need to go online to find human companionship when it should be within the grasp of all of us to easily form relationships and friendships that should be part and parcel of our lives. I think the capitalist system at the present time in the United States, in its harshness and coldness, makes human relationships almost impossible, or at least hard and difficult. This is due, I think, to the systems creating in all our minds that we must get more and more and outdo other people around us. Not bringing about, I think, what we should want is a society based on love, and communion. Rather, we are what is created is a society where people have no souls, or at least cannot express to others what is in them or what they are capable of. That's my thoughts on the capitalist system, as far as I want to talk about it tonight. It's based on greed and money, and it results in separation and division, I think. I think its emphasis on money is not good. Money is a tool to be used to help other people, not to gain things for ourselves. A roid capitalist system such as exists in the United States creates robots, a robotic kind of divisive, with divisiveness, separation, and even alienation. And as I said, it's significant to me that people feel the need to go online to find simple human companionship and friendship. It should be within all of us to form relationships and friendships that should be part and parcel of all our lives. I think the capitalist system in the United States, in its harshness and coldness, makes, and its emphasis on money and goods and property, makes authentic human relationships almost impossible, or at least hard and difficult. This is due to the system creating in all our minds that we should get more and more for ourselves and outdo people around us, not bringing about, as I said, a society based on a communion of love and helping other people. Rather, what it created is a society where people have no souls, or at least they cannot express their feelings or what is in them or what they are capable of. So that's how much I want to say about the capitalist system tonight. I hope you've found it interesting. You'll find a chapter in my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, Chapter 58, A Third Word in the Capitalist System, in which I provide these thoughts and insights. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I hope that those of you who have listened have gained some benefit from it. Thanks very much, and I'll be talking again tomorrow night, probably on capitalism and socialism as alternative. As I said, socialism has its points because it is not solely based on greed and wealth, but it's based on a redistribution of wealth, elimination of classes, and some degree of economic equality, which are good things. I'm not saying socialism is the answer. I'm saying it has its points. Thanks very much. I hope you've enjoyed this.